Morning, everybody. I just want to... I've just been having some thoughts lately about being thankful and taking things for granted. I've been thinking lately how I tend to take things for granted, like getting up in the mornings and starting the day, you know, feeding cattle and stuff. And I just think, what if I wake up the next morning and all that's taken away, or I can't get up on my own 2 feet and go outside to a beautiful morning? And that just really reminds me to be thankful about how good I have it. I mean, things happen, you know, but it's just a really good reminder about how to be thankful and praise God throughout the day. It just, a lot of people don't have the privilege I do to get up in the morning and breathe the fresh country air. And a lot of people wake up in the city to cars honking and traffic and people yelling and stuff. And I'm thankful that I got to grow up on a farm and learn how to work and I tend to take things for granted. It's pretty hard to, or it's not hard, I mean, it kind of is, but just doing the same thing day in and day out, you can take it for granted pretty easy. And I just try to remind myself daily that it could all be taken away in an instant, and then go throughout the day and praise God. And I mean, I was thinking about how could we not praise God for all the things that He's given us and created and allowed us to do. And I mean, who are we to not praise God for all the good things He's given us in life? I mean, He created us. The least we could do is do our best to praise Him in our daily lives and just encourage others. I mean, I'm not the best at giving thanks all the time, and I mean, I can get caught up in things and take things for granted pretty easy, but I just try to remind myself, just driving around to checking cows and stuff, I just get to thinking about how, I mean, it just can be taken away instantly. And I always think, if something were to happen, did I live my life how Jesus would want me to live my life? And if I had, did everything to the fullest and did my best or did my part and then some. But I just to remind, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't have the privileges I do and just, or grew up in a good Christian home and good parents that always made sure I had what I needed and things I wanted, and just I've had a pretty good life, and I tend to take that for granted. Just thinking of some people that don't have that privilege, and I just am thankful for what I have and the people that God put in my life. So that's about all I had. So, you got any prayer requests? All right, let's pray.
There's a man named Floyd Miller that
asked for prayer. Okay. Dear God, thank You for this day, and thank You for the rain You sent our way. Thank You for allowing us to be together this morning and worship You. And I'd like to pray for Floyd Miller to help him in whatever he's going through in life. Give him comfort and peace. Help us to have open ears and minds and hearts to the sermon this morning and help us to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.